is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, January 28th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll have a wrap-up of day two of the governor's impeachment trial, included most notably the playing of wiretap phone conversations. Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford will have a full report coming up in a few minutes. We'll also check the forecast, the snowy forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, a look at today's news. As mentioned, some of the governor's secretly recorded phone conversations were played in the Illinois Senate yesterday. It's part of the prosecution's evidence in his impeachment trial. Amanda Vinicky has the story.
The FBI bugged Blagojevich's phones for months, and agents wrote out verbatim what was often profanity-laced portions of Blagojevich's conversations in the criminal complaint charging the governor with corruption. Shortened portions of four of those calls were aired publicly for the first time. The prosecution says it features the governor trying to shake down a businessman in exchange for his signing a piece of horse racing legislation. Here's the governor speaking with his former chief of staff turned lobbyist, Lon Monk.
I thought we want to do it and hope to do this so we can get together and start picking some dates to do a set bill sign. Right?
Okay, so what are the chances based on my conversation with you yesterday that this gets done next week?
You know, they're good.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm telling you, he's going to be good for it. I got his faith.
Okay.
It's supposed to demonstrate Blagojevich engaged in pay-to-play politics, and the prosecution hopes will help prove to senators that Blagojevich should be removed from office. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
On one of the tapes intended to demonstrate the governor was engaged in pay-to-play politics aired before the Senate, Blagojevich confidant Lon Monk is heard speaking with John Johnston. Johnston runs the Chicago area Balmoral and Maywood racetracks. He had hired Monk as a lobbyist. Johnston's attorney, Dan Reinberg, says his client knew the conversation would be played before the Senate and says properly so. Reinberg says the tapes make clear there was an effort to get Johnston to give money to the governor's campaign in exchange for signing a proposal into law.
While there was may well have been a solicitation, what the facts show is that there wasn't an agreement, and Mr. Johnston certainly didn't make a contribution.
Reinberg admits Johnston had contributed to the governor beginning in 2002, but he says all those donations were appropriate. He adds that Johnston last gave Blagojevich money nearly a year before the alleged incriminating conversations. Reinberg says Johnston has been assured by federal prosecutors that he's neither a subject nor a target of their investigation. But Reinberg says Johnston will participate as a witness if he's ever called upon to testify. Governor Rob Blagojevich denies that he tried to extort the Tribune Company, but it said he did want to end the Chicago Tribune's negative editorials. Blagojevich made the statements on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show last night. Federal prosecutors have claimed their wiretaps of the governor's home and office caught him suggesting Tribune editorial writers should be fired if the Tribune Company wanted state assistance to sell Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs. Blagojevich told Maddow that the Tribune was getting the benefit of the state trying to help the Cubs and that it would be nice if they laid off on an issue like that. And that it would be nice, quote, if they laid off an issue like that. And full coverage of the governor's impeachment trial begins at 9:30 this morning on AM 580 and at will.illinois.edu. A man convicted in the drowning deaths of three children is seeking a new trial on grounds his lawyer failed to ask a judge to consider child endangerment as a possible jury decision. Maurice Legrone Jr. and his former girlfriend, Amanda Hamm, were accused in the September 2003 drowning deaths of Hamm's children. Legrone is serving a life sentence after being convicted in 2006 of first-degree murder. Hamm was convicted of child endangerment and paroled in September. In a petition filed in DeWitt County Court, Legrone argues defense attorney Jeff Justice made a mistake when he didn't seek jury consideration of a lesser charge of child endangerment. During the trial, Judge Stephen Peters denied a defense request that the jury consider involuntary manslaughter. A February 2nd hearing is set to review the status of Legrone's appeal. Champaign's Country Fair Shopping Center has been seen better days. The West Side Strip Mall is run down with several vacant storefronts. The Champaign City Council would like to see a revival at Country Fair, but only if the owner wants to help too. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The city of Champaign had a market analysis made of Country Fair, which suggests options for reviving the 50-year-old shopping center. The next step would be to hire another consultant to work up a redevelopment plan. But Champaign City Council members are holding back because they're not sure if Country Fair's out-of-state owner is really interested. Although Ohio-based General Management Services agreed to help pay for the market analysis, its executives declined request for interviews for the study. Councilmember Marcy Dodd says unless the company takes a more active role, she doesn't want to spend any more city money on Country Fair.
At this point, to put any more money into it is just wishful thinking on the part of a suitor. We would like the pretty girl to notice us, but she's not gonna.
Council members last night told their staff to continue a dialogue with Country Fair's owners to see how much interest they have in reviving the shopping center, which, despite its problems, remains profitable. At the same time, city staff will bring back other proposals for helping the overall Madison-Springfield shopping district. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
State of Illinois is holding more than $1.5 billion in unclaimed property and funds belonging to residents. According to state officials, the property and funds have been left behind by people who have moved away without leaving a forwarding address with banks, employers, and insurance companies. Once funds or property have been untouched for 5 years, they are turned over to the state. Sarah Wojcicki of the state treasurer's office says the treasurer's office has become the holder of abandoned savings and checking accounts, forgotten stocks and bonds, traveler's checks, life insurance policies, and safe deposit box contents. Although some property owners in the database are deceased, their heirs are able to claim their property. In February, the treasurer's office will publish its twice-yearly listing of residents with unclaimed property. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich was a no-show on the second day of his impeachment trial, but lawmakers heard from the governor as portions of FBI wiretaps were played publicly for the first time. Sean Crawford has this report.
Hey, Lon. How are you?
Governor Blagojevich was heard on a series of phone calls discussing horse racing legislation that was on his desk at the time. Prosecutors say Blagojevich was attempting to shake down a horse racing executive for campaign money in exchange for signing the measure. He allegedly wanted the contribution before January 1st, when a new ethics law would take effect. The governor was heard speaking with who is believed to be his former chief of staff turned lobbyist Lon Monk on two taped calls. On another, with his brother Rob, who chairs his campaign organization.
Hey, how we doing?
Good.
Talked to Lon, and he says Johnny Johnson's good for it.
Okay.
He's going to give you, no, he didn't get it, but he's, you know, I'm good for it. I got to just decide what accounts to get it out of. And Lon's going to talk to you about some sensitivities legislatively tonight when he sees you with regard to timing of all of this.
Right, before the end of the year, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
The man referred to in the tape, John Johnston, runs two Chicago-area horse tracks, Balmoral and Maywood Park. Johnston's attorney, Dan Reinberg, was quick to say his client gave no money in exchange for action on the legislation. The governor eventually did sign the horse racing measure into law several days after his December 9th arrest. Federal authorities edited the tapes the Senate heard. Four conversations lasted a total of just over 5 minutes in length. They say the editing was done to protect their ongoing criminal investigation. Alton Democratic Senator Bill Hain, himself a former prosecutor, says the tapes are simply another piece of evidence against the governor.
I mean, they are what they are. They're the governor's voice, and he's making repeated demands for contributions. I suppose many politicians do that. There's an argument in that regard, but I have to consider them with the entire case.
But another senator, Democrat Mike Jacobs of the Quad Cities, says the recordings failed to persuade him.
Well, I didn't think they were as bad as what I expected. I'd been led to believe that it was going to be the governor saying, hey, look, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. You know, what he did may have been greasy, but I'm not sure it's criminal. The criminalization of politics is something I worry about. I'd really tell anyone who was thinking about getting government to really question what you're doing and to be very careful because, you know, one man's shakedown is another man's rough political business.
Jacobs says he feels the impeachment process has moved too quickly, and he's unsure if the prosecution has proven its case so far. Jacobs admits he's probably in the minority of senators with that view. Federal authorities say the tapes represented just one of several schemes the governor planned. Blagojevich denies he did anything illegal. He says once the tapes are heard in their entirety, he'll be vindicated. But prosecutors say what the Senate didn't hear on other wiretap recordings is a political crime spree that would make Lincoln roll over in his grave. FBI agent Daniel Kane, who monitored many of those recordings and signed off on the criminal complaint that led to the governor's arrest, testified statements in that document are accurate.
There were a lot of people that listened to and compared these quotes and summaries a lot of times during the process.
The governor is quoted in profanity-laced conversations about getting jobs or money for himself in exchange for a U.S. Senate appointment and other actions. Blagojevich's impeachment trial in the Illinois Senate could result in his removal from office. That would be the first time that's occurred in state history. With that at stake, the governor and his attorneys have chosen to stay away from the proceedings, saying the rules are stacked against them. Instead, he's been making the national talk show rounds. The impeachment trial moves into its third day today, and senators will hear from the state's Auditor General, the head of a state rulemaking panel, and a few House lawmakers who will outline more of the prosecution's case. Some believe the trial could wrap up before the end of this week. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for the region, snow is likely this morning and mostly sunny this afternoon. We'll have additional accumulation of 1 to 2 inches. Storm total accumulation of 2 to 4 inches, the high around 18. Mostly cloudy tonight, the low around 11. Mostly cloudy Thursday, with scattered flurries possible, the high around 28. Cloudy Thursday evening, scattered flurries, the low around 13. Partly sunny Friday, the high around 19. Partly cloudy Friday night and Saturday, with lows around 10, highs around 32, mostly cloudy Saturday night through Sunday night with lows in the lower 20s, highs around 35. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, January 28th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.